The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
If you saw Prince Andrew's remarkable interview with BBC Newsnight over the weekend, did you actually see it on Newsnight, or have you seen clips on social media, or did you watch it on YouTube? The only reason I ask that is we're going to be doing an extensive piece in just a little while about the future of television in Ireland, what you're going to be watching in the future, and whether you want locally made television or not. That's coming up in a little while. But while we get Nick Ferrari up on the phone to talk to him about it, let's hear a little bit of that extraordinary interview that Prince Andrew did with Emily Matlas. It all arose because, of course, of his friendship with the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, a man who died apparently by his own hand in a prison in New York in August, but a man who has been shown, having served one criminal sentence, but also known to have organised effectively a ring of younger teenage girls to sleep with himself and for friends. The fact that Prince Andrew, after he was released from prison on his first sentence, went and spent 4 days with him in his New York mansion has aroused much legitimate comment. Let's hear a little bit of the British Royal.
As far as Mr. Epstein is concerned, it was the wrong decision to go and see him in 2010. As far as my association with him was concerned, it had some seriously beneficial outcomes in areas that have nothing or have nothing to do with what I would describe as what we're talking about today. On balance, could I have avoided ever meeting him? Probably not, and that's because of my friendship with Ghislaine. It was inevitable that we would have come across each other. Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite, and in the sense that he was a sex offender. But no. Was I right in having him as a friend at the time? And bearing in mind this was some years before he was accused of being a sex offender, I don't think there was anything wrong then.
But Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio, he went to his mansion after he had been released from prison, spent 4 days there, and then gave this bizarre excuse about how he couldn't find anywhere else to actually stay. Tell us about the reaction to this extraordinary interview, Nick.
From Melbourne to Montreal, the whole world has woken up to headlines of this truly calamitous decision. Unbelievably, and more of this later, it is reported this morning that the Queen was told, who Prince Andrew attended Sandringham Church with the Queen yesterday, he is meant to have told her, the Queen, his mother, that actually it went rather well. This is an incredible story. Yes, absolutely, this is an incredible story. Where a man just coming homing in on the point you say, this is a man who, one, was going to see this person to end a friendship. I don't know about you and your listeners. Normally I do that with a fairly terse email or even a letter or telephone call.
You don't spend four days in their house to do so, do you?
I don't spend 4 days saying farewell. Second, he'd been introduced to the movers and shakers of New York. Well, surely if he needed to stay with one of them, they would have facilitated that. And thirdly, there are these things called hotels. Now,
yes.
I don't know whether Pizza Express does beds, and more of that later if you've time. This is a pizza restaurant where Prince Andrew claims he was on the night. It was alleged he was having relations with this 17-year-old girl. So truly incredible. And of course, had he so desired, there'd have been a consul available for him, although our embassy is in Washington. Of course, there's a consulate in New York, had he wished to stay there.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, Nick, about Jeffrey Epstein, and the role played by Ghislaine Maxwell is enormous in all this. I mean, she seems to have acted as a form of pimp for him in procuring teenage girls. And this is the woman who Prince Andrew described there as a friend. And we also saw the photograph of her and Prince Andrew from the time with his arm around the 17-year-old Virginia Roberts, somebody that he seems to have absolutely no recollection of ever meeting, let alone sleeping with, despite the fact that he can remember his outings to Pizza Express.
This is really the story. If the old news of the world was still around, you've got everything. You've got a royal prince. Once, by the way, he was second in line to the throne. Obviously, it's dropped down as their children have come along. So that's how high. Supposedly, the Queen's favourite son, so you've got him. You've a disgraced billionaire paedophile who's committed suicide, and you've got the weird daughter of the later not much lamented thieving press baron Robert Maxwell, I speak of Ghislaine Maxwell, who is a long-standing friend of Prince Andrew. Sometimes you judge people by the company they keep. Ghislaine is a girlfriend of the late Jeffrey Epstein. Now, is that a girlfriend of the late? I know it, or just a friend who is a girl? I don't know. But she stands accused of, you're absolutely right, if not directly procuring, because we might tread carefully on that word, but certainly arranging a series of dates with very young women, possibly in some instances markedly young women, for Mr. Epstein. So it's a hideous mix.
Okay, let's hear that little bit about when he was questioned by Emily Matlas about Virginia Roberts' claims that she slept with the prince at the London home of Ghislaine Maxwell when she was just 17.
Do you remember dancing at Tramp?
No. That couldn't have happened because the date that is being suggested, I was at home with the children.
You know that you were at home with the children? Mm. Was it a memorable night?
On that particular day that we now understand is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at, sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Why would you remember that so specifically? Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday and being at home?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been through Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly. But as soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh, yes, I remember that.
Of course, because you had to mix with the commoners, Nick.
Well, I've had a couple of nice pizzas down the years, but I don't know that it's that memorable a date that it sticks out in my mind. There's a lovely line in the Times, apparently yesterday, and I can imagine they got a little bit grumpy when the world's press arrived at that Pizza Express in Woking, which is in Surrey, about 25 miles out of London. One person tells the Times, let me get his name, Ken Colmer, tells the Times, you don't expect this in Woking Pizza Express, perhaps Sunningdale, but not Woking, which I think is brilliant, just because Sunningdale is near Windsor Castle. The idea they all flock in there for their American hot ones or margaritas is sensational.
Then, of course, he was adamant that he had never had a sexual relationship with the 17-year-old Virginia Roberts.
Yes.
And let's hear the reasons he gave as to why she wasn't apparently telling the truth.
One of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, yeah, has made allegations against you. She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you,
no,
and you profusely sweating, and that she went on to have bath, possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was, oh, actually, yes, I didn't sweat at the time, because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Is this Chris Morris and Brass Eye? Remember that TV show, Nick?
I do. Well, he may not have sweated then. He's sweating now. Within the last 20 minutes or so, a huge accountancy firm called KPMG, global accountancy firm, so they will not be renewing their sponsorship deal with one of the prince's key entrepreneurial charities. It's called Pitch at the Palace. They've pulled out money. There are other charities now considering their position, so he would definitely have a sweat. And, of course, that was a questionable. I'm not the only. He knows if he's telling the truth. But certainly if you see the coverage today, The Sun, The Daily Mail, The Times are littered with pictures of Andrew at around this time, because he was, of course, the Playboy prince, and without being too crude, he has damp patches under his arms, which I would put down to sweat. So that suggestion can be questioned.
And of course, the Evening Standard today now has effectively accused him of being a racist, because it has published a piece by a man called Rohan Silva, who is originally, yeah, of Sri Lankan descent, who says that on two meetings that he had with the prince while he was working for David Cameron at 10 Downing Street, on one occasion, he used a colonial slur about You'll never get anywhere by playing the white man, which is an offensive term commonly used in Victorian Britain during the colonial period when they were speaking disparagingly of anyone who wasn't white. And then he used the N-word when he used the phrase the N-word in the woodpile in relation to the government trade department. How's he going to get out of that?
Well, if this had been written by Enid Blyton in the 50s or possibly even the 60s, we might allow it. But this is truly incredible from someone who was, of course, on the front foot for Britain. He was a global envoy. We were meant to rely on him for doing trade deals. His diplomatic skills are even lower than you would perhaps suggest to John Prescott in his finest heyday when he used to like to punch people. All this brought on himself. The key question, and there's a bit of an operation saying that the monarch, the Queen, did not approve this. Emily Maitlis, the BBC presenter, wrote a big piece in the Times newspaper today in which she was told that permission has come from above, which they assume to be the Queen. You can't really think that you go much higher than Her Majesty the Queen, because if and I doubt it somehow, but does this show that the 93-year-old monarch is starting to lose her rock-solid grip on the British family, the royal family, because she has shown such sure-footedness? If that is the case, although they might not be on this level again, there are some interesting stories and possibly headlines over the coming years.
OK, well, we'll see what happens in relation to that. But then Jennifer Arcuri did a television interview last night with ITV. And here's what she had to say about her relationship with the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson.
Well, I'm not going to go anywhere near the relationship question, but you're right, to somehow concede to the fact that I have been heartbroken through this process. Mm-hmm. My name, my business, my integrity, everything kind of up in the air and destroyed through the press did make me feel as if I had to do something. I felt as if, you know, I could talk to him about anything. Mm-hmm. And at any point, no matter how busy he was, he always made time to answer the phone. And for the last almost 10 years, I've dealt directly with him. So now for
what happened the last time you tried to call him?
He said, yes, hello, and hung up when I said, why did you block me?
OK, are there going to be any consequences out of this? Or is this going to be a bit like Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, that everyone will throw up their hands in horror, but it'll have absolutely no impact on Boris Johnson?
You know what? I don't think people do throw their hands up in horror. I think if you are, and I had a look because I thought you might want to get onto this, this hasn't dented the Conservatives' poll rating, still up 14%. It hasn't dented, right now, as we speak, Boris Johnson's personal ratings, because there's an expression here. If you support Boris Johnson, it's already priced into the product, if you will. Sadly, two of his marriages have gone away. It is a well-reported fact that he's had at least one child, it could be more than one, outside of his marriage, and for whatever reason, he holds a strange allure for a number of women, and of course, on some occasions, as a single man, unfortunately also as a married man, he's acted on that. So this is pretty much Team Boris. They know this is what you get, and it hardly comes as a shock. Had it been some of the other contenders, or the other front bench of the Conservatives, my God, we'd have needed the smelling salts, Mildred, but not with Boris Johnson.
Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Thank you as ever for joining us on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.